You know what? I have been dealing all week long with everybody that's doing doom and gloom. And I went to bed tonight, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to try to get some sleep. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice say to me, call George and Uri. I said, well, who's the George and Uri? Turn on the radio, Dolly. So I turned on the radio, and your voice was there. Here's the story I want to tell you. This happened about 16 years ago.
All right.
I had a mother who came with her little 7-year-old daughter. And the little girl's name was Katie. Mother came in, and she said, Doctor, I need to ask you something. My daughter has been doomed to die by the time she's 8 years of age. She's 7 now. And psychics and different people have said that she's not going to see her 8th birthday. So I said, look, let me see the kid. And the mother's concern was that she should take a year off and just be with her daughter. So I put the encyclopedias on top of the chair, and there sat this little 7-year-old gangly kid. And I looked at her, and I said, honey, you know you have a hole in your heart. She says, yeah. I said, well, look, how do you feel about having surgery? And she said, I'm not afraid. I said, fine, because you're going to have your surgery, and you're going to be okay. And I said, now look, Katie, I said, I want to ask you something. If you could have the one thing in the world that you would want to have when you wake up from your surgery, what would you like to have? And she said, doctor, you know, I always wanted a Cabbage Patch doll with pigtails.
That's sweet.
And I said, you know, Mrs. Norrie, this is when you couldn't get a Cabbage Patch doll. I don't care who you were. I called every marker I ever had in my life. No, we don't have any. We don't have any. My son-in-law was standing in line with some of the guys at work, and one of the guys said, hey, my mom at Hobby City, they're getting a load of Cabbage Patch dolls. So anyway, he said, mom, get ready, because we're going to stay in line.
Let's go.
We stand in line. We're about the 17th one there, okay? We're standing in line. And I guess to some there, and I said to the lady, I said, ma'am, you know how sometimes you look at somebody and you just know they're just know that they're going to listen to you.
Yeah.
I said, ma'am, look. I said, I have this little girl who's going to have open heart surgery. I promised her a red haired Cabbage Patch doll. Could you help me find one? And we went through boxes, Mr. Norrie. We went through boxes, and finally we get to probably to about the 30th, 40th.
What a great sales clerk!
Wait just a second. Yeah, her name is Florence. Anyway. So we find this red-haired Cabbage Patch doll. I hugged my son-in-law. I said to the lady, what do I owe you? She said, $300. Mr. Norrie, if it had been $3,000, I would have done it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. I take this here. I have my son-in-law drive me over to the hospital. And I said to the special care nurse, I said, look, this is a Dr. So-and-so. And I said, this little girl's going to have open-heart surgery. And I promised her that she would have a red-haired Cabbage Patch doll sitting at the foot of her bed when she came out of recovery.
Sure.
Anyway, this happened. And so about 6 days later, I pick up the phone, and there's this little girl on the phone. And she said, hi, doctor. This is Katie Kids. And guess what? You must have a special, special gift for the angels, because I opened up my eyes, and there was this red-haired Cabbage Patch doll, and she's sitting at the foot of my bed. And I said, yeah? And she said, and guess what, doctor? And I said, what, honey? She said, she has the same birthday that I do.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I do, because it happened to me. Now.
Because that's right. They would supply a certificate, didn't they?
Same birthday that Katie did. Well, the happiest part of the story is 6 months ago, I get a telephone call, and it's darling little girl, Katie did, is getting married.
Oh.
She calls me on the phone. She says, doctor, I know you do weddings. Would you come up and marry me and my husband?
That is great.
So I married her and her husband, and she said, and you know what? My firstborn child, I'm going to name after you. I said, please don't. Please don't.
A kid named Doctor? Huh? They're going to name the kid Doctor?
Heck no. I'm not going to give my real name, because I've got more clients here than I need. But anyway, I mean, and the biggest fear was that was not going to be able to keep this promise. And a promise to a child is the most sacred thing in the world.
You saved her.
No.
You did. You did. With that affection and what you did, you saved that girl.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It wasn't her time to go. She has to be a mother. She has to give her mama who was going to take a year off to be with her. No, I get no credit for this at all. The credit goes to love.
You got to be one of the most humble people I know. Good for you.
Anyway, my friend, I've only heard you two other times. The first time I ever listened to you, we're riding in a car, and I heard that blackbird story, which touched me deeply. And the second time I heard you, I was coming down from Northern California, and it was on St. Patrick's Day, and you played Danny Boy.
I love that song.
And I listened to that. So this is the first time that I've had you on. The third time, I picked up your phone, got you straight through, and this is my story, and I'm stuck with it.
You got it. Thanks, Doctor. Appreciate you being part of the program.